Hey, here we are, Visit Julian, Block Talk Radio podcast. I'm going to start this off by saying we have three giggly people here, so if it's a giggly interview, that's just the way it's going to be. I'm Robin, and we are with Backcountry Communities Thriving. That is a mouthful, say it 10 times fast. And we have Kim Seamus and Hillary Ward, and we're here to talk about all the great things that this organization is about to bestow upon the community of Julian. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, Robin.
Thank you for having us today.
Yeah, happy to have you. And please don't make me wrong. Let's giggle a little bit during the interview.
And also, mouthful, go ahead and refer to it as BCT.
BCT. Yeah, that's very cool.
Because I even have a difficult time.
Yeah, it's like, that's just me. I thought. But. So Backcountry Communities Thriving is a new nonprofit in Julian, but it's formed with some very long knowledge of the goals that need to be met for this town and the needs that need to be met for this town. So you guys have started Backcountry Communities Thriving in order to meet those needs because you have experience and you have seen what the community really could benefit from. And my hat's off to both of you. And let's talk about the exciting things and what you plan for the organization and then ultimately what kind of support you need for the organization, that sort of stuff. So which
great.
One of you wants to
well,
start?
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess I get to. Is that right?
Yes, Hillary, please proceed.
Oh, thank you so much. So BCT, yes, is founded on supporting the community of Julian. So our goal is to ensure the well-being of every child, family, and individual in Julian and the surrounding rural. So it's not just Julian Town per se, mm-hmm. all the way down to our Butterfield community,
sure.
Mesa Grande, so the whole area. And we'll be doing that through advocating for people, serving and supporting them, because we want to have a thriving community.
Sure.
So that's our mission statement, and those we have some ideas on how we want to meet that mission. And where do you want us to go from here, Miss Robin?
Well, I think we both agree that, you know, a healthy community is very important, mm-hmm. and we've seen a lot of varieties of demographics up here, so it's an opportunity to reach out to everybody and provide those little
right.
spaces of holes of services that
yeah,
we've
the
seen.
Gap, filling
yeah,
the gaps.
Filling
yeah.
the gaps, exactly. Mm-hmm. There's so many
sure.
great service organizations up here,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we want to support them as well as, you said, you know, filling in those gaps.
Mm-hmm. I think also part of filling in the gap is filling in the gap of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived up here, let's say I'm pretending I'm someone else. I've lived up here for 2 years. You know, I haven't really, especially during the last 2 years, but that's not what I mean. I really haven't gotten out to the community too much, and I don't know a whole lot. So they may come to you for information about where they can get services. So, excuse me, you guys are going to be a hub of information. It's one of the things, like for me at the chamber, someone calls me and needs something. Well, I don't do that, but this person
exactly.
could probably help you
sure.
with that. So it's really also about being a resource of information and connecting people with the services that they need to improve their lives, the lives of their children, things of that nature, right?
I don't think I could have said that any better.
Well, I just think of a person that we ran into a few months ago who was brand new Julian resident, had
mm-hmm.
no idea what to expect
sure.
when moving here, just thought, I'm moving out to the country,
yeah.
I'm going to love living here.
Uh-oh.
And she will,
yeah.
But there are some challenges with
yeah.
doing
sure.
that. So it was really nice to be able to connect with her
yeah.
and let her know, hey, you know, there are some times when the electricity goes off and you have to do X, Y, and Z, and you have
mm-hmm.
to make sure you take care of all these things. And so it was really nice to have
okay.
that. So we saw that as a need, and this is going to be
right.
an opportunity for us to do that.
It absolutely is a need, because people don't always know, nor are people always comfortable with reaching out or being, pardon the term, but being ignorant or
mm-hmm.
dumb about something. That's one of my biggest things. I can't stand to look dumb. I have my own baggage about that. But so having a friendly face, a friendly place where they can talk to people and learn things about what's available to them. Maybe, and sometimes if you're in a place where you feel comfortable and you're talking to people who make you feel comfortable, they just happen to mention something you don't even have to ask, because I know you,
yeah.
you're a yakker, so you know, you're gonna it's
yeah
a good,
you're
I,
talking to Kim, right?
I call myself a yakker, so so just by exposing themselves to the organization, the people within, they may not ever have to ask the that the information presents itself exactly when it needs to in the kismet sort of way. Does that sound a little far-reaching?
Well, I think it goes along the lines that they not know what questions to ask.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's one of my favorite sayings is, I don't know what I don't know. You know, and I actually sometimes end these podcasts with that question of, like, I don't know all the questions to ask. You mentioned in the beginning of the thing about, you know, a healthy community, and that's sort of been the theme with a lot of these podcasts. The wellness center, the massage therapist who says she does it all for selfish reasons because she wants to live in a community where people are chill and relaxed, and that's great. Nice. You know, and then the garden, how it really brings all this peace to kids. And so I think that there's so many great things going on in Julian that work together. And I think you guys are going to be a great part of that. If we could, and you have, because it's fairly new, what kind of resources that you could tell people about? Like, if I have, for whatever reason, I don't have health insurance and I have a 4-year-old, what would you, can you guys help me with something like that? Not sell me insurance, but tell me where I might go to get it, that sort of thing.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the things that we're working on is kind of getting those resources all together in one place so that we can, you know, as you were saying, if we can't help them ourselves, that then we can refer them to someone.
Right.
We have some great contacts with the county that we have established that, you know, if we don't have an answer, we can go to them. And
Then
we can say, here is, you know, someone to talk to.
Right.
So that is, we're definitely wanting to get a resource guide that we can easily thumb through and tell people where to go and where to get help. Some of the stuff we will be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we'll need to be able to get a place of operation. So that's kind of what we're looking for.
Your first goal right now.
First goal is to find where. So we are working from our homes and doing different programs that we can raise funds for from home.
Mm-hmm.
So like right now we are raising, trying to raise some funds for the high school for the students there that can't take classes that aren't offered on the campus due to the size.
Sure.
It's a wonderful school, but if they want to take something that's not offered, they have to do it online and that costs money. So trying to raise money for them and helping out our Little Free Pantries,
which have people. Turned out to be really a great benefit to the community. Just so you know, because we'll talk about it next, because I'm in charge. There's the upcoming fundraiser for y'all, and if you look over here, I already have purchased 6 pounds of cat food for the Little Free Pet Pantry.
You want your rep ticket.
So yeah, I just, you know, so let's talk about that fundraiser right now because I brought it up. So why not?
Well, we're having a joint fundraiser at Julian Beer Company on March 23rd. It's a Wednesday.
2022.
Yes. Yes. And it's 5.
She knows the year.
It's starting at 5 p.m. and it runs through 8 p.m. And a person just needs to come in, maybe make a purchase of food or drink. And
make sure you tell them it's for the fun, that you're there for the fundraiser.
And that a portion of that will be provided to both organizations, the Little Free Pantries and to BCT. In addition to that fun little thing, we have raffle tickets that people can either purchase for $1 a ticket or $6 for six tickets for $5.
Right.
Or if you, like yourself, are going to bring in some donation to the free pantries, you get a ticket per donation.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some great prizes. Dog leashes, dog collars, an overnight stay at a local cabin, a custom watercolor print by Shirley Hooper, and some Julian Beer Company items, and possibly even some more coming our way.
Sure, so, yeah, because this sounds busy, so sometimes we come up with great things at the last minute or 2 days before, so raffle items, and who doesn't love Julian Beer Company? So it's a Wednesday night, right?
It's a Wednesday night. Mm-hmm.
So come on out, bring your friends, your family. The other thing I'm assuming is if they don't want to stop in and sit, they can
place
an order to go. Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
And just say it's for the, so bring it home. And that supports the Little Free Pet Pantry. Is for people who have pets in town and might find themselves needing some help and support in feeding those pets. Just because you need some support doesn't mean you're not a loving home, and so definitely,
Or if, at the last minute that you realize you're out of some dog food and you can't get down the hill to buy it, you can at least get there, and then, sometime if you have extra, then you can go put it back.
Yeah.
And also people food. So we also are helping to support that night the two people food pantries,
right.
So you can bring animal food or people food.
Yeah, cool. So I know that you guys are in the beginning stages, but I do know that you come from experience of providing services. Mm-hmm. Let's talk, if you wouldn't mind, to give people, a better idea. What specific things do you think that you'll be able to offer people in the way of providing a healthy community or supporting someone in need?
Well, you know, our big goal right now, as I said, is to find a space in town.
Right.
Because we really would like to open up a thrift store, and what our dream has always been is a resource center.
Sure.
So a combination, you know, kind of like you said, the hub, the mm-hmm. one-stop hub, mm-hmm. a place where you can, you know, get inexpensive merchandise, a food pantry, a place where you can go find out some resources. Mm-hmm. So you can come in and say, hey, I need this, and someone that could be there to help you mm-hmm. find what that might be. And a place where you can go that is for residents. Mm-hmm. So residents can come in and it's, you know, they can get something inexpensive. They don't have to go down the hill. Come in and see your friends there, socialize. If you've had a really bad day, you come in and you unload. You know you got some smiling faces there. Go ahead and unload, vent. Afterwards, you're going to get a big hug and feel better. Just a really a nice place to go and feel part of the community. That's our big goal.
Now I have to share a story because it's you two. You know how we have our Facebook memories?
Yes.
And it was within the last 2 weeks, one of my Facebook memories came up, and it was a picture of the three of us outside of Julian Beer Company.
Uh-huh.
You remember that night? And
I had
gone into JBC, and I was just wrung out. Yes. And it's funny because however long it was, 2 years ago maybe, 3 years ago, I have no idea what I was upset about, but I remember leaving after spending just whatever amount of time at JBC with the two of you, and I just came out like, woohoo! I'm like, I felt renewed and refreshed. So that is not to be discounted.
Absolutely.
It's important to have places and people that once you leave their presence, you carry their glow, their mm-hmm. support with you, and it helps you carry through for the rest of the day.
Yeah, that's super important to us.
Yeah,
I mean, we've experienced that quite a few times, and it always makes us leave that day feeling so good.
Yes. Right.
That we helped that person, or even just, you know, gave them an opportunity, just to vent about something.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's fantastic. So let's talk about how the community could be of support to you in different ways. Obviously the fundraiser, but you know, not everybody's available on March 23rd to go to JBC. So you have a website, I'm sure.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I just want to interject, we have been so grateful for the people that have come to us that want to help. And we are getting calls all the time. Hey, I saw this for rent. Or how can I help? And mm-hmm. we have our board of directors, which, you know, some wonderful people are on. But we have a whole crew now of like associate members mm-hmm. who are coming to the board meetings. We are meeting Tuesdays at Regulars Wanted just to do some brainstorming.
Sure.
And we did that on Tuesday, and we had three people show up and want to help with the fundraiser.
Yeah.
We have people that are calling and saying, hey, I can do this. How can that fit in?
Sure.
And that is amazing.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit, I'm going to circle back to the thing you were talking about with high school. It's kind of like I talked about with Tricia yesterday or the day before. You know, you can find your passion and find it a way to support the BCT through your passion. I sponsor a bat every month. It comes out of my flying bat. I sent through the San Diego.
You didn't get to see the arm.
Right. Yes. through the San Diego River Park Foundation. They put it out on social media. Our bats need help. You can sponsor a bat for $13 a month. And for some reason that was like, oh, I got to do this. So I want to circle back to what you were talking about at the high school, because that might be something of a passion to whoever's listening. And basically what it is those kids who have the ability to be in advanced placement, AP type classes, they need to take those for college or for the simulation so that their college, their high school career is beneficial to them. Those classes are not currently available at the school, and they cost, if I'm not mistaken, $380 a semester.
Correct.
So those kids who may not come from a family that can support $380 for multiple classes, let alone one, you are seeking to support those kids so that they can have the opportunity to further their education. So if there's someone listening and they've got $380 and it's burning a hole in their pocket, they should contact you and say, I'd like to support a kid so he can or she can take a class.
Correct.
I just got mad at myself for saying he. It was like, women. But yeah, so I wanted to really lay that out so that people understand, what is she talking about that the kids have to pay money to take a class? Well, these are advanced placement classes, and they cost money, and not every kid can afford $380
a semester.
And if you want to take two, I mean, now you're, what is that? What's a 380 plus 380? That's $760.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, so, yeah.
And then, and you can you can donate that money specifically for that, and that's where mm-hmm. that money's going to go to.
Right.
So if you say, I want this money to go towards a financial award for a student, that's where that money's going to
right.
go. If you want to donate money to say, I am passionate about dog food and I want to give you $300 to buy dog food, that $300 is going to go to buy dog
right.
food.
Yeah.
So whatever you want to donate, if it is specific, please let us know. Mm-hmm. And our CFO here will mm-hmm. make sure that it gets in the right category mm-hmm. and that is where your money's
where
going.
Where the money gets spent. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because everybody has their own passion. I know for myself, I was living with my dad my junior year in high school, and he was a single, you know, guy, and I just ended up living there, you know, kids, teenagers, whatever. And I worked, and I didn't have enough money to pay for a yearbook. And I'm gonna cry about it now. And it was the last day, and I didn't have the money, and I was crying because I cry a lot. It's what I do. And my drama teacher was standing outside, and she was like, "Well, what the hell's the matter with you?" And she. Luckily, it was 1983, and yearbooks were $25,
not anymore.
And so she just gave me $25 and said, "Go buy a yearbook." So I don't know if it's every year because sometimes we're busy. I will reach out to the elementary school and I will send them money to pay for yearbooks,
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Or I will buy the packages for the Halloween carnival and
yes.
whatever family you think could use this. So there are ways that, you know, you yes. look at your own damn baggage from your own life and
absolutely.
Help make that not happen for someone else's kid, mm-hmm. you know?
Yep.
And so I just want people to pick their passion
yes.
and then use you as a channel or a yep. funnel to support that passion
right.
because you are a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So there are
that's
those who need the, the
yes.
tax write-off for those passions. And so they can do both. They can get the tax write-off that they need and they can support a passion
and
through
your
organization.
And if you have a passion, let us know. I mean, to be honest with you, that's where the high school idea for us came through.
Right.
Someone from the high school came to us and said, "This is my passion. How can you help?" And we're like, we're the perfect place to help that. Vika, who came to me, said, "I'm really passionate about art and wellness."
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great conversation about how to do this. Now she's on our board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a passion, let us know
yeah.
so that we could find a way to, you know,
expand.
Help you and expand
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
partner with you.
Yeah.
Because I think we're also talking about doing some sort of counseling services at
mm-hmm.
some point,
mm-hmm.
Legal services, if somebody
mm-hmm.
wants to volunteer their time,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, discount rates.
Tutoring. We're really talking about tutoring and a mentoring program, and we've got a lot of really good ideas.
Yeah, I think a mentoring program is fantastic.
That's one of our big...
Yeah.
One of our big three here.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And my daughter did the big sister program, and
mm-hmm.
it's hard. Yeah. It was hard to be a big sister, but once you get,
yeah.
you know, get there, it's totally worth
and
it.
And disaster preparedness. I'm
mm-hmm.
going to be spending the next three Saturdays being certified.
Certified.
Mm-hmm.
Certified cert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's great. Because cert, when it first started in this town, it was pretty huge and had a
yes.
very large following. Now, I'm not saying that it doesn't still. It's just not within my
right.
wheelhouse. So I don't know a whole lot about the CERT, but both my kids did CERT
mm-hmm.
and both my kids did Explorers, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And so in this community, that sort of training and preparedness is important.
Yes.
So
especially from where we are.
Exactly.
It's very much needed.
Yeah. So, there are those in this community who are very well aware of that necessity, but we've also seen an influx of so many new people
mm-hmm.
that, you know, don't know about that kind of stuff. I remember when I first moved here, it wasn't even a month, and one of my girlfriends from down the hill came, and the power just went out. And she was devastated, like, "Oh my God, you made such a horrible mistake moving here." And I was like, "Well, so I guess this is what we're doing now." You know, you just
yes.
sit there, and luckily it was daytime, so you're just waiting for the power to go out. But
right.
then you get creative, and you have a potbelly stove, so you heat your water there. Now, of course, now we have a generator, but, you know, you just, there are things you don't know that you don't know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I remember also, I'm just going to start talking about all the crap that happened when I first moved here.
Good. Gives us ideas on how to
provide services.
I called my husband. I went, "We don't have any water." He's like, "What are you talking about? We hadn't lived there like a week, I don't think." And I was like, "I don't know. There's no water. Why do we buy this damn house?" Anyway, a couple hours later, there's water. I don't know. Maybe their little water fairy flew. The pipes freeze up here. You just have to wait for them to thaw out. You know, and then we go and he insulates them. And for the most part, they don't freeze anymore. I mean, things deteriorate. So you got to get out there and stick your pool noodles over the pipes again. But like some education on how to live in this community
oh,
is
yes.
very needed right now. People come here and they're a little shocked that,
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that may or may not use Facebook, which is a huge thing up here.
Right.
So they don't know where to go for information, so you know, we'll be able to provide that. But there's a lot of people who move up here, and they go, well, I don't know what's going on. I don't know how to, who I get in contact with. Who? Well, here's some Facebook pages for
you to follow. Exactly. I do a lot of that, too. And when people call me looking for stuff, are you on Facebook? No. And then my immediate in my head is like, well, then I can't help. I mean, if you're not on Facebook, what is your problem? So in all reality, and to hone it in, the Backcountry Communities Thriving / BCT is really about growing into a support system for this community in order to help it thrive. Good one, Robin. Learn ways to be healthy, learn ways to take care of themselves, resources if they find themselves in need of some sort of help. And I think that there isn't a person in town that's not going to want to get on board with that. And I really like the idea that we talked about bringing your passion to the organization. Mm-hmm. And like you said, the school thing came up that way. And then the pet thing. Mm-hmm. And so there always is room for more people at the table, more ideas at the table.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look at us. We're at 21 minutes. I always get so surprised how we yak. I yak. I said I'm a yakker.
Did you want to give information, Kim, because you're so good at this, on how to get in touch with
yeah.
us?
Yeah. And before you do, for those who might be driving, which I think is a lot of the people who listen to us, my husband included. Hi, Mark. The show notes will have links to everything so that they can pull up the podcast, and all the show notes will be there to tell them how to follow up with that information you're about to give.
We'll provide links for the website and social media.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. So our website is bc-ct.org. And we also have a Facebook page, Instagram page. There's a Facebook donate button there. Mm-hmm. On our website, we have a PayPal link. We've got a Venmo link. Donor Box is a nonprofit type of GoFundMe crowdfunding site. So we have
I think more people are getting used to Donor Box. I think it's the names come up a bit.
Mm-hmm. So we have that, and we're also on Amazon Smile. So if someone wants to choose our organization while they're shopping there, we get a portion of their order from, or proceeds from their order from Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon Smile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So awesome. So again, I do this with every at the end. If there's anything I forgot to mention or ask about that you want to talk about?
Hope to see you at the fundraiser.
Yes. And if you're not able to make it, please feel free to contact us via our website, social media, and we would love to reach out. And
we will be
people.
Having some upcoming fundraisers around town. Haven't planned them yet, but they will be popping up.
Yeah, just people can keep an eye out for how they can be supportive as time goes by and as the organization grows and evolves.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, we'd like to get the word out about our organization off of the hill. So if there's any way to connect with organizations or grant opportunities or donors in San Diego or even beyond, we would be so very thankful.
Yeah. Now, there's one thing I do want to mention, because people who are listening might be saying, well, apply for grants. And I learned through talking to you previously that grants, it's one of those stupid things like you need experience to get the job, but how can you have the job, get experience without the job? So this organization right now finds itself in that position. Can you explain that?
Yeah, a lot of times grant makers want you to have been in business for 3 years. Mm-hmm. So it's hard. You know, we'll get our 1 year in September. Mm-hmm. So sometimes that is a little bit difficult.
Yeah, it can be a roadblock to a grant. But what we're telling people is we really need the support of the community to get us through to that point to where we have some proofs, a track record, a way to show that we've had successes. Mm-hmm. And I've also learned through grants that I'm doing here at the Chamber, the support of the community. Mm-hmm. When the community is supporting you, you get the letters of support. But also on top of that, for some of our grants, is they want to see that the community is donating money to our project. Right. So if the community really helps out for the beginning, not that you won't always need their help, but especially now, so that you can really get off the ground and then be able to be eligible for some of the large funding that will help you expand the services even further.
And then if you know of people that have some private foundations, that's a really good way of, you know, saying, hey, I know this great group up here. They're pretty new. Would you like to, you know, help them start
Get
out?
Get them off the ground. Yep. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Cool. And you can't see it, but Hillary is sporting the cutest matching sweater and little beanie hat. I had to say
And I'll just have to say the beanie hat was bought at the Women's Club. Someone made these.
Oh, wow.
Christmas.
People have talent.
Club there.
I'm getting talent. I'm learning how to quilt. All right, ladies, thank you so much for coming in and for talking. And, you know, I think as the organization grows, I'll have you back and we can talk about some of your successes and so that people could hear examples of things that, you know, I want to come back and tell the people that are listening that we supported 10 kids to take classes at the high school. That would be amazing. So if you're listening, hello, I'm talking to you. Make it happen.
And if there's anybody who wants to be a mentor to a local student as a profession that they want to share about, get in contact with us.
That sounds great. All right,
thank
ladies.
You,
thank
Robin.
You. I'll thank see you around town, and I'll see you on March 23rd at JBC.